Thanks, Al. 7:10, Weekend Breakfast. The Labour Party conference is getting fully underway today in Liverpool, and it's exactly 1 year on from Ed Miliband being elected leader. He defeated his brother David, as you remember, Ed Balls, Andy Burnham and Diane Abbott in the party leadership conference. But did the party make the right choice? Let's ask a couple of its members. Richard Robinson, a Labour councillor at Broxtow in Nottinghamshire, regional organiser for Ed Miliband's leadership campaign in the East Midlands. Good morning.
Hello.
We can also hear from Tom Scholes-Fogg, who's editor of the book What Next for Labour. Hello to you.
Hi, good morning.
Richard, first of all then, how do you assess Ed Miliband's first year in charge?
I think one of the really important things to remember is that this is a marathon, not a sprint. As it's been well documented, nobody tipped Ed to be leader, but it's the most difficult job in politics, being leader of the opposition. And if you actually look what Ed did, how he started to define himself, particularly over Rebecca Brooks and everything he did there, you will see that what Ed is about, he's not about personality, he's about building a strong team. And I think that will really come out very strongly over the next few days.
Tom Scholes-Fogg, Richard Robinson there, says it's a marathon, not a sprint, but some would criticise Ed Miliband for not making a more immediate impact.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ed has been in office for a year, and there's certainly some people in the Labour Party who are starting to become frustrated with Ed Miliband's leadership. Time in opposition should be spent wisely, but at the moment we've got no sense of direction, where Ed wants to take the Labour Party, what he wants to do. You know, this is not, he doesn't exactly need a clause for a moment. But the Labour Party, you know, would like to know where he wants to take them.
It's important for the party to back him, though, isn't it, if they want to have wider electoral support when an election comes round?
Well, of course it's important. Ed Miliband needs to strike the balance. You know, he needs to win back the DA voters that left the Labour Party between 97 and 2010. But on the same time, he kind of needs to win over Middle England. So it's about striking that balance. And I think at the moment, Ed Miliband has not found where that balance lies.
Do you agree, Richard Robinson?
I think that, you know, the media is so obsessed by personality politics. You know, I mean, like Ed's had the baptism of fire. It's a year on, but you watch what he's going to do this week. You look how the team that he builds that will actually start to put the pieces together on how we can get a credible economic alternative policy. Those are the things he's building. He's building a team, and it's not just about one person.
What about criticisms that there's a distinct lack of policy at the moment?
Well, as I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You will find, you know, from what has been said yesterday about the tuition fees, how they're going to be revised, how actually engaging with communities again, you know, that is one of the key things. When we were telephone canvassing Fred last year, what Labour Party people liked him about he was, that was just how well that he would communicate. I think that after the first year, you will see much more of this coming out now.
He's had a good summer, hasn't he, Tom Scholes-Fogg, in terms of dealing with some of the big issues on the table?
Well, he was in touch with the public mood of the hacking scandal, but I think if he hadn't been in tune with the public, then serious questions would have been raised. But, you know, it's more than one issue. There are other main issues out there. You know, people are struggling to find jobs. The economy's going for a downturn. So Ed has to, when he delivers a speech on Tuesday, and there's a lot of people going to be listening and thinking, you know, is this the right man who can actually lead the Labour Party back into Downing Street? And it's sad to say, I mean, I backed Ed from the start, but at the moment in time, it doesn't feel like he can lead the Labour Party to number 10.
Who do you think could?
I'm not going to name names.
Why not?
I would obviously hope to see. No. I would, you know, obviously hope that Ed Miliband would be the next Labour Prime Minister. I backed him from the start, which is why, when he gives his speech on Tuesday, I hope it is a speech that can silence his critics.
But if it isn't, who do you think should be the person to step into the breach?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But at the moment in time, the Labour Party is united by Ed Miliband, and we look forward to his speech on Tuesday.
You going to change brothers?
Can David come back? Perhaps that's a question for another time.
I think you've told us where you stand on it now, Tom. Richard, what do you think, Richard Robinson? Do we expect a David Miliband resurgence before the next election?
No, I don't think so. I think just as Ed started really to define himself over, you know, how he led the way on calling for the judicial review with Rebecca Brooks, you will see Ed on Tuesday defining himself, defining the team ahead, and how the next year he will set out the contours about how not only just he is going to go, but Labour is going to go, and how we're going to tackle and answer those difficult questions about the economy.
Thank you, gentlemen, both. Richard Robinson there, Labour councillor at Broxtow in Nottinghamshire. Also, Tom Scholes-Fogg, editor of the book What Next for Labour, speaking to them both there from the Labour Party conference in Liverpool this morning. And also, we're going to be talking to somebody else who might be perhaps hoping for a different brother, Tessa Jowell, before 8 o'clock this morning, who, of course, supported David Miliband in that original leadership contest. We'll be speaking to her here.